Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure, as always. And you're going to be glad you did, because our good buddy Jim Donovan is with us. Jim is an old friend of ours. Jim is has been an entrepreneur and has had his own small business now for decades. In fact, I'm not sure he can remember when he actually had a regular W-2 from somebody else. And he's a writer. He's a thinker about life. He's written so many books on that topic, including Handbook to a Happier Life, which is one of his new books. And he's got another new one I'll get him to tell us about the title of in just a few minutes, because I don't yet have my copy, which I'm going to fuss at him about. And he's here to talk to us about something really important. Jim Donovan, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always a pleasure. And you will have a copy immediately.
Autographed.
New book is Stop Living Paycheck to Paycheck.
And a lot of people would hear that and they'd think, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start my own business so I don't live paycheck to paycheck. That's pretty funny, huh, Jim?
Yeah, really. Well, yeah, it's really more... The book was written merely, it's for both people that have a job and have a business, to get them thinking about multiple streams of income, to get them off the idea of, you know, even business people tend to do one thing. You know, we tend to have one source of business.
And you and I encourage them to focus on what they're good at.
Well, yeah, by all means, focus on what you're good at, but always look at where can I add, what can I leverage, how can I leverage more out of this? A lot of times for a business owner, it's more about what marketing am I doing, what advertising am I doing.
Right.
I've had clients in the past, and by the way, I do remember my last W-2. It was in July of 1974, and that's been a while.
But wait, Jim, I want to come back to what I was talking about a minute ago. Yeah. Isn't it true that a lot of people who've never owned a business think that when you have your own business, that's the last time you'll ever work paycheck to paycheck?
Oh, yeah. Well, then you just sit around. I mean, I'm an author. I just sit and wait for checks to arrive in the mailbox.
The money comes rolling in, right?
Yeah, I ask my wife. I don't do anything all day. I just sit around and read the newspaper.
And open up envelopes with checks in them, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a myth, isn't it?
It's a definite myth. I mean, everybody I know does something. I think if you reframe what work means to you, it makes a big difference. I love to write. I love to speak. I get paid for both. So is that work, or is that doing something that I have fun with?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
My mother used to say, if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life.
Yeah, exactly. I heard this from someone else. I consider myself retired because I only do things that I love to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I used to sit on the beach and write way back before I ever thought about doing anything with it. I just did it because it was fun. And now I do it in somewhere.
Well,
and
of course that's a life, that's a profession that a lot of people, you know, can't imagine themselves doing. But that's just what your talents are. Their talents might be to make the best shoestring in the world, but it doesn't matter. But the thing is that whatever you're doing, you know, you've got to figure out a way to be happy doing that, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I never planned on being an author. Like I said, I just started writing. I started my Jim's Gems newsletter in 1991 and never published a book until 96. I didn't know I was writing a book. Mm-hmm. I thought I was just writing a newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
That became Handbook to a Happier Life. So I was just following something that was fun to do. And I just wrote something about that yesterday. And I think more people do that, and they just kind of just go with something that's enjoyable. A friend of mine did that. She makes great scones, and if you check Jay Scones on the internet, she's now in Williams-Sonoma catalog. She's all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
She started in a little kitchen here where I live, working in a gourmet shop making pastries, and she just made these incredible scones, which I gained, I don't know, 30 pounds from eating every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And she just kept doing it because she loved doing it, and she turned that into what's becoming a major business. She didn't set out to say, you know what, I'm going to be rich. I'm going to be the scone queen. I think I named her queen of scones. You know?
So what does all this have to do with stopping living paycheck to paycheck? I mean, that lady's working. She's making a living, trying to make a living. She has her good days and her bad days. Sometimes she probably feels like she's living paycheck to paycheck. So what does all this have to do? Is stop living paycheck to paycheck a mechanical thing where you make more money so you're not living paycheck to paycheck, or is it a psychological thing?
Well, I think it's both, and I think for a lot of people, it's having some buffer. What happens if someone has, let's say somebody has a business, and all of a sudden the business shuts down for some reason?
Right.
What's their backup plan? If somebody has a job, and that's a lot of the people, and probably a lot of people listening to your show, are driving to work. And they're working a job, and they're trying to build their business on the side, which is what I encourage people to do, because if you're relying on any one source, and that's kind of the position of the whole thing, is if you're thinking that your paycheck is your only source of income, you're in big trouble. Mm-hmm. That's what's happening to people right now. When that disappears, now what? So I encourage multiple sources, multiple streams of income. You know, my source of income is God.
And see, what you're talking about now is part of the reason. It's one of the elements of the reason why, Jim, way back in 97, 98, when you and I first started doing this together, you heard me say that the 21st century was going to be the century of the entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Because business opportunities have been democratized to the point where you can work a job, you can have a regular job, and still have your own business, have a business of your own that you work part-time, either on the Internet or in other ways, through technology, through telecommunication capabilities, through the whole changing of the culture about the way we think about small business. Anybody can own a business these days of some kind. It could be a tiny little business. I know a lady who makes soap, and she sells soap at flea markets, and she does okay.
Yeah. And there are people that are working in a business or in a job, and they're coming home, they're going to spend an hour blogging. I mean, I read about, you probably did too, in Entrepreneur Magazine, John Chow started blogging. The guy was making about $300 a month after a few months. He's making over $30,000 a month today.
Right.
People liked what he had to say. He built a following. I mean, you know, you can do, like you said, you can do that with the technology. What does it cost to set up a blog? Nothing. Zero.
Yeah.
As long as you have an internet connection.
And of course, that guy is an extreme example.
Yeah, of course.
Good for him. But still, one of the things that does, you know, well, I tell you what, hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more about this, folks. We'll come back after these messages. Jim Donovan is our guest. His new book is called Stop Living Paycheck to Paycheck. Where is it available, Jim?
It's at paychecktopaycheckbook.com.
All right. Quick break, 20 after. Stay with us. Though you keep on saying you really, really, really love me, do you say the same words to someone else when I'm not there?
They asked me how I knew my true love was true.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate, and there are the Platters. Bring us back from the Wayback Machine. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find all the different ways you can listen to our show, the different methods and types of listening opportunities you have there, including the ability to time shift to listen to them later, and including podcasting, by the way. And, of course, you can check out, we got thousands of articles there written by me and our brain trust mirrors, like Jim Donovan, our guest this half hour. Oh, in the archives of past shows, we've got thousands of those, too. So you can go find a topic you want or a brain trust member you like and check out what they have to say all the way back over the years. And then, of course, we have our blog is there, and of course you can also subscribe to my free newsletter, which is we send you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And then we have our knowledge base, askjim.biz. check that out and use that to your advantage. Lots of answers to your questions there. Hope you'll use that, as you are doing. Thank you for that too, by the way. Jim Donovan is our guest, and we're talking about how to stop living paycheck to paycheck. You know, Jim, we were talking about part-time small businesses. One of the cool things about what's going on right now that I really like is that, you know, when you and I were young pups, if you wanted to have a business on the, you know, a small business, it was really not easy to have a business on the side. I mean, you could do it. There were some people who did it, but it wasn't as easy as it is today. And I think a lot of people are able to maintain their livelihood and not put the family in jeopardy, and start a little business and make the little mistakes and find out how critical cash flow is to the business and understand, you know, all the operating stuff before they make a full commitment and jump in off the into the deep end. I think that's been a good thing, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of what the position of Stop Living Paycheck to Paycheck is, to don't jump into the abyss. I mean, by all means, don't quit your job to start a business unless you have no choice. I did that. I had no choice when I did it, but it was, and it worked out okay.
I did it, too.
You know, I had some ups and downs. But if somebody has a job, in the book, I outlined 8 ways that someone can make money outside of their job without putting anything at risk, with basically no money, because I went back into my own experience and said, all right, at times in my life when I've had a gun to my head and had to do something to produce income if I wanted to eat 3 days from now, what are some of the things I did? And then what are some of the things I've done with technology since that's come along? You know, anybody who wants to can start some kind of a sideline business that will bring them several hundred to several thousand dollars a month extra in income, which would change most people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
Several hundred dollars a month will change most people's lives. The people that are canceling vacations because they can't afford gas. I mean, come on, you can do that on eBay. In an hour a day, you could do that on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody told me the other day, the average person, and I'm trying to find the source of this, the average person has $3,000 worth of merchandise in their house that they could sell on eBay. Stuff that they don't even want.
It's the new yard sale, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the yard sale. It's,
the
21st I mean,
century
too.
Yard sale.
A friend of mine's wife read the manuscript of this book, and she had went to flea markets, and she paid her immigration attorney $1,200 with the money she made from the flea markets, mm-hmm. which was the idea she got in the book. And it's a matter of just doing something. I mean, that's really the key message to people. Is if you want some more money, do something. You know, there's the mommy blogger who's making $1,000 a week just writing about being home with 6 kids.
All right. Now, a lot of people don't understand how a blogger can make money. Tell us how that works.
Well, you put a blog up. Yeah, that's in Paycheck to Paycheck. You put a blog up. You go to blogger.com and you set up a blog. And you start writing about something that you're passionate about on the blog. And if you do it at Blogger and you could use WordPress, that's a little more complicated, but ultimately probably a better choice. But just setting it up on Blogger, and in the registration process, because Blogger is owned by Google, Google says, would you like to put ads on your site? And you click yes, of course. And that becomes one of the revenue streams. As people read the blog, they see the ads, they click on the ads, you get a share of that revenue. It's a simple model that you can have. I did it as an experiment because I was trying to help an 18-year-old.
And it gives you access. It gives you what you've done then is you've taken your ideas, you've taken someone else's technology.
Right.
And you've taken somebody else's advertising offerings, and you've created, because you've used somebody else's technology and your content, your words, you put their ads on your platform, and you literally are able to earn money that way. Now, are you going to get rich? You know,
yeah, I don't know. Maybe
who
not.
Knows? Who knows? You may not like it. You may not make enough money to fool with it. But the thing is that. These are the kinds of things that are available out there. And, Jim, I keep coming back to what I said 10 years ago.
Yeah.
This is the century of the entrepreneur, and that's why.
Well, think about the blog thing. You've invested $0. You can do mm-hmm. this. By the way, I did this as an experiment. I actually did a step-by-step for a young friend of mine, an 18-year-old, that was trying to teach how to make money. It took me less than an hour, and I had my first post up there. The blog was set up. Everything was up and running in about 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a tech. I had no technical skills. It doesn't require any technical skills. You just have to know how to get the blogger and how to read and click boxes,
right?
And type things into space.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's that simple. And it's just you can email a story to a blog. They give you an option of sending it in by
mm-hmm.
email.
Yeah.
I just looked at a site yesterday, udders.com. I don't know if you saw that one. Where you can put, you can send stuff to blogs. You can. It's from a cell phone. It's really bizarre.
There's a lot of stuff out there, folks, and it's not just the blogging type stuff. There are a lot of opportunities out there.
There's everything.
But you can find out more about it in Jim's book. Jim, tell us how to get it again.
Paycheck to Paycheck. That's paycheckbook.com. You can even name your price for the ebook all the way down to $2.
All right.
It's like a no-brainer, this thing.
Hey, thanks, Jim, for being here. Good job today.
It's always a pleasure.
Say hi to Georgia.
Over 10 years now, right?
Yeah, over that, yeah. Thanks.
Wow.
Happy anniversary.
Okay. Yeah, you too.
See you later.
Take
quick
care,
break. Stay with me. 29 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.